Joining us now on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline is Brent Axe from Syracuse.com. ESPN Syracuse knows all things Syracuse Orange and Buffalo Bills. Brent, welcome back to the OG. Appreciate you taking some time for us here. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills, who I consider the spirit animal, the NFL spirit animal of NC State athletics. They get right. They win their last four games, but who do they have to face in the playoffs but their old nemesis, Bill Belichick? What's the temperature check up there in the locker room with the Bills and their fan base?
Well, the literal temperature check is zero. That's okay. What it's going to be hovering around for kickoff Saturday night. It's going to be very, very cold in Orchard Park. I was actually at the coldest game in Bills history. 1994, Bills Raiders. Steve Tasker almost took home the opening kickoff that day, and they beat the Raiders. And, man, like, you just – I can't describe how cold that is. There's nothing you can do. You can layer up. You can put the cardboard under your feet. You can have a couple of shots of whiskey. You can have the hand warmers. It doesn't matter. It's frigid, right? So I think the key there is going to be you got to jump on New England. You got to jump on New England and make Mac Jones face – this Bills defense, which is top five in the league. Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde just within the last few minutes, as a matter of fact, Joe, as we speak here, got named all pros, first team for Poyer, second team for Hyde. And not only the temperature check, Joe, the most important thing to check, this Bills team does not have one injury coming into this game. They are 100% healthy. They're running the ball well again. We're all kind of wondering about Josh Allen. You know, Bart Scott certainly had his theories about what he should do on Saturday night. I'm sure you saw that. But, look, they're locked, loaded, ready to go. They got right. They won four in a row. They're healthy. They're doing everything they need to do. But, you know, what's Bill Belichick got stuff in that hoodie of his? That's always the big question.
Brent Axe, ESPN Syracuse, Syracuse.com, joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Asiovis, I'm Joe Giglio. And Brent, the last time we talked, it was December. They're coming off that crazy loss in like a monsoon, typhoon, whatever the heck it was. Bills losing at home 14-10, drops them to 7-5. They were really kind of in a bad way. And I feel like since that game actually embarrassed them. Do you think that's accurate?
It is. You know, they speaking of Hyde and Poyer, who we mentioned a moment ago, they were literally asked that in the postgame.
Yeah.
They were embarrassed, and they kind of took, you know, a little umbrage to that. But how could you not be? I mean, yeah. Damian Harris just ran up your throat. Mac Jones attempted three passes in that game. And, yeah, like you said, the wind in that game was – I've never seen anything like that in Orchard Park, which has had some pretty crazy weather games. But it's not like you didn't know what was coming and you couldn't stop it. So I think they were embarrassed by that. I think that was a huge wake-up call. But it also coincided with, as we noted, this team getting healthy – and they're running the ball themselves. So that's what I'm looking out for here is how do you shut up and shut down Damian Harris in this game? And look, Mac Jones, I think, had a pretty decent year for a rookie quarterback. He had 22 touchdowns, ran that offense. They kept it simple for him. But in a playoff game, how much does Belichick and Josh McDaniels really trust this guy to go out and take on this Bills defense? I think that's a huge question mark here. So, you know, listen, you know, Buffalo lost to Tennessee, and Derrick Henry did the same thing. The Bills were embarrassed by losing to Jacksonville this year, that game. And, you know, it was driving me crazy, Joe. I'm like, man, this team is supposed to be Super Bowl caliber, and they're kind of throwing up all over themselves in some key games. But it clicked in at the exact right time of the year. And if you believe in this kind of thing, if you believe in confidence and momentum and all that stuff, the Bills are the perfect team to look at. But – you know, for all the talk of the cold and everything, Joe, in Buffalo, our friend Mina Kimes had a good tweet the other day about, you know, it's like sports takes you that sound crazy, but you kind of believe. And she feels like the Bills should have a dome. And, you know, for all the talk of Buffalo and the cold and everything, like this is a team that's built on speed. It's not a power football team. They're running the ball a lot better right now. But when it's 0 degrees out and that ball gets heavy – and if New England can get to Josh Allen and, you know, get a few hits on him here, those hurt more when it's zero degrees out. And New England is clearly the more physical team of these two. You know, Buffalo's more of a what's the word I'm looking for here? They're just more of they're predicated on speed. That's the deal. So that's harder to do in a cold weather game. And I think the Bills got to jump on New England early, keep that crowd in it as long as possible, and and see if they can be who they are in zero-degree weather, which is not always the easiest thing to do for this team.
Brent Axe, ESPN, Syracuse.com, joining us here on the OG. It's crazy to me, Brent, that the Bills win their last four games, including the game at New England, where I thought they really just took it to the Patriots. And the Patriots finish 1-3 with some just dumb losses with the division in their reach. Before we move on to Syracuse, I don't know, how much weight do you put in point differential over the course of a season?
You know, with this team, it's a good question, Joe, because there's so many extremes. Like, Syracuse is giving up more points than they have
in Buffalo, 30 years. Before we get to the
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard you mention Syracuse.
The Bills.
I thought you were saying that.
Yeah,
my fault.
The Bills actually lead the NFL in point differential at plus 194. I'm just kind of curious what if you put any stock into some of the, into a number like that. It does seem to lead us to one of the better teams in the NFL.
I do because of the way this team plays. And I saw a stat before we came on. You know, the Bills have only given up, like, what is considered, you know, in the analytics world, 167 deep passes. And, like, the next closest team is, like, 200, you know, above that. Like, this, you just don't get big plays on this team. And I think if, you know, New England is – they're going to want to grind. They can't get any big plays with Mac Jones. So I think that plays to their favor. So, point differential, it depends on who you're playing. And New England doesn't rely on big plays. So, I think it's a nice stat that kind of pads – you know, what the Bills' defense statistically is. But, you know, this game's going to be decided, you know, on, you know, who's more physical, can New England keep it close, who handles the cold better. And I keep coming back to it, but, you know, look, not that Josh Allen and this offense are going to try and pop some plays here, but whoever runs the football in this game, and that includes Josh Allen, by the way, last week, Joe, they didn't run Josh at all against the Jets. And I thought that was smart because obviously you don't want to get him injured for this game. But that's a huge, huge advantage for this team because obviously Mac Jones is not a threat with his legs at all.
All right, Brent X, ESPN Syracuse, Syracuse.com. All right, let's talk about the Orange because I'm still not giving up on the Boeheim traveling gemstones here because I've seen it get crazier than this. Maybe 8-8. They're 2-3 in the league. Their wins are over Florida State, which was good. But Pittsburgh at home, what is going on with the Boeheims? Can they stop playing possum and start getting this thing in gear? Because they're making my Sweet 16 prediction look stupid.
Yeah, I predicted this team to lose, I think, like 8 games all year, and they're already there, Joe. I mean, the stats are incredible. Jim Boeheim coach team has never had this kind of record this late into a season. You know, before they evened up their record at 8-8. They had never been below 500 this deep into a season. I mean, you can go through all the trends. I'm mistaken the point differential earlier, but the point differential with this team, they're giving up more points than a Syracuse team has in like 30 years. And you know what? That 88-89 team that I'm referring to, that team had Derek Coleman, Billy Owens, Sherman Douglas, and went to the Elite Eight. Okay, this team has nowhere near that kind of talent on it. So until this team can figure out its defense and just get it to a functioning level – they can't go on any sustained runs here. And, Joe, as you go down the schedule, there's not a ton of quad one games left. I mean, they get Duke a couple of times, and we'll see if, you know, some other games on the schedule work their way into being a quad one opportunity for this team. But, you know, by all measures, it's defense, it's strength of schedule. They got two terrible losses to Colgate and Georgetown on the slate. Like, the last thing I'm ever going to do is write their tombstone right now, but – there is so much working against this team to crawl out of that hole they usually get themselves in by every measure you point at.
Brent Axe, ESPN Syracuse, Syracuse.com. Appreciate you, man. I think it's going to be pretty cool up there this month or so. I hope I didn't jinx the Bills by doing the same thing I did to the Orange there, by picking them to go to the Super Bowl. I hope that didn't happen, but it could be really cool if they could just get past this first hurdle. That's my thought.
Well,
process.
You made me nervous with that NC State spirit animal.
But it's true, man. Yeah. It's true. Hey, but if the Bills can get through the rival, so can NC State, right? At some point.
I am so much more confident in the Bills, man. They're locked. They're loaded. They're ready to go. And can I just win one Super Bowl in my lifetime, please? I don't ask for a lot, Joe, but just one. That's all I want. That's it. Just one Super Bowl. And then Maybe I'll stop watching sports altogether.
There you go. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Maybe this year. Brent Axe, ESPN Syracuse, Syracuse.com. You can follow him on the Twitters. That's Brent Axe with an E, Media. Brent, thank you so much for your time, man, and enjoy the weekend.
You got it, Joe. Thanks for having me, man.